It's lucky to be with you guys. As we were worshiping, I thought, genuchtig, maar dis koud. And I want to commend you guys and honor you guys for actually getting out of bed this morning and to come to search God this morning, because that's what I feel that we are doing. We are, Here sê, as jy vir my soek, sal jy my kry. And that's what we are doing this morning. We are looking for God and looking to what God is wanting to say to each one of us. So, yeah, well done for getting out of bed. Jy kon daar gebly het vanoggend, but yeah, then you wouldn't have heard God. So this morning, I want to share something. And my preach doesn't have a title, but not because I'm not going to preach something, but it's actually a verse that I want to talk about today, and it's Ephesians 4 verse 2. So full disclosure for my community, you guys, you have heard this before. Goed, so dat waar ek vandag gepraat het, you've heard some of it before. Ek sal nie sê my community is die beste community nie. Maar het is. Maar in elk geval, but about 2 weeks ago, we had such a great conversation about Ephesians 4 verse 2, that when I asked God, what am I speak about today, it really felt that God say, this can benefit all of us. So Ephesians 4 verse 2 in the New Living Translation says the following: be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. It's such a powerful verse. And if you think about that verse, it stands directly into what the world is shouting from the mountaintops. And there are a few things that this verse tells us. You have to be humble, you have to be gentle, and you have to be patient in love. And let's take this time to look at a few of these things that Ephesians 4 verse 2 is actually saying. And the first thing is humble. So do you think, if I ask the question, do you think that you are a humble person? En dan moet jy mooi dink vir die antwoord, because if you say yes, then actually you're not humble. Ne? So it's a trick question. But are you humble? Are you a humble person? And as I was growing up, I was the still shy boy. Ja, who could have thought, ne? Ek kon nie praat nie, twee woorde na mekaar sit nie. And in a church concept, I grew up in church. So ek was altyd in die kerk gewees. Didn't make me a Christian though. Ek was net in die kerk. But I really thought that I didn't have a problem with humility. Want ek was dan still and shy. And sometimes we say that a still and shy or quiet person is a humble person, but it's actually not. It's not what humility is. So right from the start, if we talk about humility, I want to say humility is not meekness. Don't confuse the two. Humility is not equal to meekness. But what is humility then? If we look at the dictionary, yeah, this is Google now. Humility is not defined as shy and still, but actually having a low estimate of one's importance. So dit gaan hier oor hoe belangrik dink ek is ek. That's what humility is. So humility is a low estimate of one's importance. And that is what goes directly in against what the Western society is actually teaching us. Oftentimes they celebrate individual achievement and self-promotion. They say confidence is equal to success. And social media doesn't help. Ek bedoel, a selfie. Ja, goed. Say no more. All right. We are shouting from the mountaintops, you have to be important to be somebody. You have to have 10,000 followers on, ek hoor Facebook is vir ou mense. Wat is die ander ding? Instagram. Goed, you have to have 10,000 people followers on Instagram to be somebody. That's actually not true. And that's definitely not what we as believers should strive for. So what is humility not? We can talk about humility, what it is. But what is humility not? And I want to say humility is not insecurity. We should never mistake personal insecurity with biblical humility. As a matter of fact, we as Christians should never be insecure, but rather exactly know who we are in Christ. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10 the following, "But by the grace of God, I am who I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." So in this phrase, Paul knew exactly who he was. And I want to encourage you to, if you don't know who you are in Christ, to find out exactly who you are. And that's a whole topic and a whole discussion for another day. But you can go and read Ephesians 1 and find out exactly who you are. Our community has already done it, so we know who we are. The next thing humility is not is inactivity. So God has given you a talent. Né? En ek wil nie die talent van keyboard gebruik nie, want ja, dis altyd so upfront. But if God has given you a talent, you can't say, "I'm not going to use that talent," want ach, jy, ek wil so humble wees. Oh, please. No. If God has given you a talent, then you must use that talent. If he's given you the talent to be a great business person, then be the greatest business person you can be. Use your talent to glorify God. It's not that I am now going to be inactive. And in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, Paul said, "I worked harder than any of them." Being good at something is not wrong. En nou om by die huis te gaan sit en dit nie te gebruik nie, maak nie van jou 'n humble person. Goed. But we have to balance that out. We can never say it's because of my hard work that I have achieved what I've achieved. But it was by the grace of God, and we must give God the honor for giving you the talent that he's given you. So those are two things that humility is not. It's not inactivity, and it's not insecurity. But what is it then? Humility is then an unconcern for power, prestige, and position. That is what humility is. The world has got this thinking that the more power, the more prestige you have, the higher position you have. For some or other reason, a lawyer is better than a cleaner. Or a doctor is better than an accountant or something. As insurance broker. Yeah. It's not what God says. And Luke 18 verse 10 to 14 gives us the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector that is actually, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. "God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The Pharisee thought, because of his power and his prestige, that he was a better person than the tax collector. But God clearly states that he who exalts himself will be humbled. This is echoed in Matthew 23 as well. Matthew 23 verse 11 that says, the greatest among you will be your servant. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And whoever humbles himself will be exalted. I cannot ever think that I am better than any other person. So even my thought when I was a child that because I was shy and still, that I was humble, was actually a false sense of pride. The next thing that humility is an utter dependence on God's mercy. And if you read that Luke 18 again, the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me as a sinner. He realized that he was utterly dependent on God, and he was aware of his own sin and unworthiness. Okay, so that's humbleness. That's what Ephesians 4:2 tells us about being humble. The next thing is patience. Ooh. Goed, soos ek nou vir jou vra, how patient are you? Wat sal jou antwoord wees? Goed, how patient are you? And confession session. As I was preparing for this preach this week, nah? This testing of patience came like. Gisteraan 10:00, toe ek nou wil klaarmaak met hierdie ding, toe kom my Simonietjie nie, nou moet ons eers iets anders print. En ek moet 'n ander Word dokument maak, en ek is soos, oh my goodness. So, God has really tested me on this being patient. I fail every time when it comes to patience. So ek staan hier voor en sê, ek is die mees patientste persoon wat daar is nie. No, I'm also failing at this. So are you patient? If I would ask your husband or your wife or your child, are you patient? Is Mario patient, Petra? Nee. Good. So that's a different answer then. Good. But patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems or suffering without becoming annoyed. Nah. or anxious. And we mustn't forget the or anxious part. Because the annoy part, I know, as daar nou 'n ou voor my intrek in die verkeer, dan is ek dadelik annoyed. Nah? But even when you become anxious about a problem, it means you are not patient with whatever is happening. So why do we need to be patient? Because patience is a reflection of God's nature. God is patient. God is patient with me. So I also need to be patient. So, 2 Peter 3 verse 9. The Lord is not slow to keep his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And remember, like I say, ek is nie daar nie, but we are all on this sanctification journey. We are all on this journey of becoming more like Jesus. And yeah, it just feels like Ephesians 2 just comes and highlights this thing of being patient. So patience is a reflection on God's nature, but patience also shows that we put our trust in God. Let's be honest. Sometimes we want God to make things happen faster. And because we are not patient, we make things happen. En David so 2 weke, 3 weke terug vertel wat hy vir Michael of in die universiteit gekry het, want hy was nie patient nie, né? And that's all of us. We are not, We always wanted to make things happen faster. And because we do it, we sometimes make life difficult for ourselves. Ons maak dit moeilik vir ons. Ons wag nie dat die dinge gebeur op die tyd wat die Here wil hê dit moet gebeur nie. God has a plan for your life. And we should try to stick to that plan. Don't put it in our own hands. So Proverbs 3 verse 5 says the following. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. I sometimes wonder why I work where I work. I sometimes wonder why I am in Oudtshoorn now. Maar dis maar 'n klein plekkie, né? I sometimes wonder if life wouldn't have been easier if we lived in the 1800s, né? Toe daar nog nie internet was nie. Ek weet die youth is nie daar nie, maar toe ons wat voor die internet was, toe daar nog nie internet was nie, né? And life wasn't that fast-paced. But we must realize that God has got a plan for us. In daai werk wat jy is, God has got a plan. Even julle wat in die skool is, the class that you are in, God has got a plan for you in that specific class. In this church, you are not here net sommer net because you woke up one Sunday morning and thought, let's go to Josh Jenny. You are here because God has placed you here for a reason. And you must trust God to reveal that reason to you. Because you must know He has got a plan for you. He has got a purpose for you. You must believe it. The third thing that patience does, it produces character. So James 1 verse 3 says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I haven't been to the army. Was in die army gewees nie. I just missed it. 2 years. But I hear that the first couple of months can be rough. Nou dis hulle skuld, die ouens wat in die army is, né? It's their fault that the first couple of months is so difficult. But why do they train the new recruits for the first couple of months so much? Hoekom moet hulle 3 uur in die oggend opstaan en run up a hill? Oh, ek weet nie wat hulle doen nie. It is to build character. It is to build their character. And in the same way, God is actually building our character. If we have to be patient with certain things that are happening in our lives. It just strengthens our character. And like I said before, God has got a purpose for our lives. He's preparing you for something in His kingdom. And He needs your character to be right for whatever is coming for you in His kingdom. Because for every one of you, there is more in God's kingdom. So be patient so that God can prepare you for something great. So if you go back to Ephesians 2, kan ons gou-gou teruggaan daarna toe Marisa. Dankie. Ek besef is nou heel bo in jou lysie. Be humble. Dis wat ons nou gepraat het, gentle, be patient. Dis waar ons staan. But it's linked to something. It's linked to someone or people. So it says be patient with each other. Each other. And for our community, this is nogal rough geweest. Because we have to be humble and we have to be patient with people. With each other. So who is this each other? And I think that each other starts with people in church. Die ou wat langs jou sit, is jou each other. How patient, how humble are you with the person sitting next to you? And then it goes on further, I think it goes to people at work and then people you get into contact in general. The New Living Translation says it so nicely. It says, make allowance for each other's False. So het jy al ooit daaraan gedink, jy moet dink aan jou broer en jou suster se foute wat langs jou sit. Let's face it. Kom ons wees nou nie. I might have some attributes or quirks that some of you find difficult to understand and love. Some of you might find difficult to love me. Much is the same that I might find some of you difficult to love. But I always tell my community we are a strange bunch of people that God has put together for a reason. Because some of us has got absolutely nothing in common. Niks. Ek wil kyk vir my en Alan. Hy is lank, ek's kort. Our physical vision on life is totally different. He sees over everybody's heads, ek kyk in almal vas. Dit was sy verjaarsdag Vrydag, né? You must say happy birthday to him. So, yeah. We are a strange bunch of people that God put together in church. And sometimes, and it's okay to say that we struggle to love everyone in church. You don't have to, well, don't you see, you don't have to like them, nee. But yeah, you have to ask God to show you people that is difficult to love. And even as I'm speaking now, I'm sure that someone is popping up in your mind. And that is the person that you must ask God to give you patience for. That's the one that you must ask God to show you how to love that person better. Because he is asking us to love everybody in church and to make allowance for their faults. But then it goes on. Further than the church. And now it goes broader and wider and it goes to your workplace. God actually requires from us to be patient and humble in the workplace. And that's difficult. Because the world is preaching, you have to be the best. You have to get to the top. If you are not top management in the next 5 years, you are not good enough. That is what's being shouted from the mountaintops. For the kids, if you are not in the top 10 of your grade, you are not good enough. Siska, I know you made it. That's all right. But for the rest, this is not what God is saying. Now please youth, don't go home and say, die oom by die kerk het gesê, I don't have to study anymore. Because God does not want me to do good. Or your adults go and quit your jobs and say, nee wat, is nie wat die Here van my vra nie. No. You must work hard. Because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. But it must be a heart attitude towards the people. When your colleague gets a promotion, wat actually joune moes gewees het, what is your attitude towards that person? Mor jy? Or are you truly happy? And it's not an outwards happy. Oh, baie geluk, maar jy binne. No. You have to be humble. Vir die kinders, if your friend gets a better mark than you, and you really studied hard for the test, are you truly happy for your friend? Of mor jy ook maar? Hy het nou weer 80 gekry. Good. It's a hard attitude. And there where God actually sees, not where men see or women see. So this is what God requires from us, to be humble, to be patient, not only with people in church, but also with people outside of church, in our workplace and in general. And can I say it's not easy? It might be a little bit easier in church to be patient with people. But in your workplace, oh, it's not easy to be patient and humble. And in our community, we spoke about it the Wednesday, the very next day on the community group. A lot of people says, I'm struggling with this. I don't think I can be patient. I don't think I can be humble. So yeah, it is difficult. But why should we do what Ephesians 4 verse 2 tells us to do. And I think there's two reasons. The one we find in Ephesians 4 verse 1. Ephesians, as a prisoner of the Lord, and I think it's Paul speaking here, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. And if we are patient and if we are humble, we are going to live a life that is worthy of the calling that God has put on our lives. And yes, everyone sitting here has got a calling on your life. If you don't know what your calling is, then ask God to show you what your calling is. Don't ask Him, petition Him until He shows you what the calling is that there is on your life. And to live that worthy calling, you have to be humble and you have to be gentle. And you have to be patient with each other. The other reason is so that we can live in unity. And unity is important if we want to advance the kingdom of God. And that's why all of us are here in church. We are not here at Whipney on CC just to hear like a preach and feel all warm and fuzzy and go home, ne? I hope we are here because we want to advance God's kingdom. And if we are humble and if we are patient, then we are all going to live in unity. And that is going to advance God's kingdom. And so funny, we as humans, also it must always be an incentive. We need an incentive to do something. So it's not an incentive to do something. And God even knows that. And He says in Psalm 133 that God commands, where there's unity, God commands a blessing. Proverbs 11 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. And James 4 says, but He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And that is our incentive. I don't know about you, but I want God's blessing. I don't know about you, but I want God's favor. I don't know about you, but I definitely need God's wisdom in our lives. So for us to be able to do that, we should live in unity. We should live in humility. And we should live with patience with one another. So my heart for us going into this week, maybe into this month, is that God will help us to be more humble. That God will help us to be more patient. Because out of ourselves, we will be unable to be more humble and more patient. But above all, I ask that God will help me to make allowance for each other's faults.